Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Yo, check this out, this is Punjabi MC right now, I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest, be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4pm, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
Was a hair of the dog and the cat, and the only thing could make me feel better than this was another one straight after that. Next thing I know, I was all alone, lying in a ditch full of weeds. I heard a conversation, made me go weak at the knees. I was down by the river where the men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. He said, listen kid, you might have lived like a punk, but at least you could die like a man. And though I was still sticking drunk, I was not too drunk to misunderstand. Heard a dull pop and the body dropped into the river below. I kept my head down, I didn't make a sound, waited for the killers to go. I was down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. By the river where the dead men go. Next thing I know, it's morning, and I hope it's all been a dream. With mountain trepidation, I staggered down to the stream. Though I didn't really want to look, I forced myself to see. I stared into a pair of glassy eyes and said, why does this always happen to me? I was down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. sweetness in my coffee, and the morning paper burns my brain. Every time I close my eyes, I see it all over again. An unidentified man, bound feet and hands, been washed up on the shore. And against my better judgment, I'm gonna have to find out more. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go. I'm going down to the river where the dead men go. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go.
Hey up, Sheffield, it is I, the Trev. I've made it. Oh, what a day. I've been struggling to get in the door of the Sheffield Live studio before 3 o'clock, but I just about made it. Hard luck. Oh, what a song. What a song. It is I, the Trev. Bit hot and sweaty and frustrated, but I'm in and I'm on the radio. So, I'm broadcasting live right now, right here. Darlings, how are you doing? It's sunny out there. It's quite warm in Sheffield, centre of the effing universe. Don't you agree? Are you enjoying the spring sunshine, lovely people? Or are you cowering and hiding in the shadows, longing for the darkness to return? Either way, you're welcome on this show. And so is a squeaky chair. Listen, can you hear this? Squeak, squeak, squeak. Let me know. If you could be asked, you could send me a text on 0790 264 2755 or you can send me an email, dhtgohj@yahoo.co.uk. Who knows? First up, you heard Down by the River Where the Dead Men Go. Spooky! By Carl Ampofo and Rob Tarana. Hello, Carl. He won't be listening. He can't be asked. That was number 31. 31 in our latest totally random and unscientific end of year chart. Who cares anyway? Good song, isn't it? Scary or what? Nice and long too. End of year chart. Totally random, unscientific, but full of lovely, lovely sounds of music and poetry and spoken word and other old shit. Yeah. Right, next, before I swear.
Hello, I'm Carl Ampofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 p.m. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
And when you
and you turn them all. You just leave them burning and then you're gone. Looking out for another, anyone will do.
Fabulous. Oh, I think the xylophone's gone crazy. Magic or what? You heard Dancing Queen by Adam Hayes and Hank Clifford. I think that was recorded by the dulcet tones of Miss Shouting at the end in this very studio a couple of years ago. Amazing. Right, that was number 32 in our festive 33 for 2025. And if you add all those numbers together, divide them by the number that represents your inside leg, the answer you come up with has no relevance whatsoever. Onwards and upwards. Another one from the chart, and then Women's History Month. Let's feature some tracks that include women. Yeah, why not?
Not enough.
Ooh. Diversity Fest Radio, Thursdays, 3 till 4 p.m., SheffieldLive.org. A place for your voice. A place for your voice.
Thank you.
Ooh, brilliantastic. Ha! Instrumentals are the new rock and roll. We don't need singers, they're all bloody show-offs. Don't you agree? You just heard Stand Hill. Stand Hill, not Stan Hill. Stand Hill by Del Scott Miller. Number 33 in our latest chart that I keep banging on about. Oh, I never shut up about it because it's so fabulous, darlings. Right, next, Women's History Month. So, I shall play tracks that feature women. Many of them on their own. Lots of them leading ensembles. And some hidden within a band or a group of people. See if you can spot where they are. Women are everywhere and they're great at doing creative stuff, just like men and non-binary people. So, enjoy!
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune in to Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4pm or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Yeah.
Awesome. You heard White House Blues by Death and the Dancer. Oh, yeah. Don't you just love the sound of that spooky, banging bluegrass, depressing loveliness, really? Especially that bowed, there's a double bass being bowed like a cello, and it's like shaking the fillings out your teeth. Amazing. We love that bass. Hey, anyway, folk music. Don't need this pesky rock and roll, do we? Right, something else. Shut up, Trevor. Double incoming.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
The owners bide their time. Take an inch and hold a mile. And 60 years later, we have hard times again. One, two,
times.
Oh, it's meant to be a double, isn't it? Oh, you can have the other half of the double in a minute. I forgot. yeah, that was called 60 Years Later by Gloria Monday, formerly known as... What were they formerly known as? Break a Leg. And although you can hear Chris, who's a boy, singing, Karen was playing, what's it called, that clarinet, licorice stick thing. Amazing. Nice. Right, here's the other half. I'll try not to forget what I'm doing.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
Changes.
We got the second one of the pair in the end. Oh, another track with a banjo on. Banjos are the new electric guitars. What do you think? Plucky bong 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 bong. Anyway, whatever they sound like. Nice, aren't they? That was, so yeah, I told you the first track was 60 Years Later by Gloria Monday, and that was Ringing the Changes by Kate Griffin. Now, I was flicking through my phone looking for a ringing sound or a bell sound, and I think I found something, but I don't think I could play it on radio. Anyway, did I tell you, I used to be in an imaginary band called the Jubelends. I think I better leave that there. Yeah, it was my poetry, my shouty poetry around the time of the Monica going nuts, I think, last time. And Carl Ampofo, we never met up to him do some guitar on my words. So there you are, entirely imaginary band called the Jubelends. The poems are still somewhere on the internet, but there's no music. See if you can find it. Write your own music. I can't be bothered. I don't know how to. Right, anyway, let's have something completely different now, because it's all a bit warm in the studio today and a bit sunny and frantic. So let's have something calm to calm my fevered brow. I hope you like this.
Keith is the one and only listener to Diversity Fest Radio. One day we'll get a second one, then maybe we can race them.
Yeah, the next piece I'm going to play is by Mozart. It's the Allegro, first movement from Sonata in C.
Thank you.
Epic or what? Oh, we do like a bit of classical music on the Diversity Fest radio show. Because classical is the new rock and roll. You heard. What did you hear? Mozart Sonata in C, Allegro First Movement by Claire Turner. That was recorded at a Diversity Fest billions of years ago at Hagler's Corner. Nice, or what? Let's have something very different again. Ooh, this is weird.
So, Ben and Jason form a band together, and to help them to practice, they start to busk on the mean streets of Matlock Bath on the run-up to Christmas. And this is actually Boxing Day when they... They're busking together, anyone who knows Matlock Bath, on Boxing Day they have this big raft race. And this is another incident with Bradley Smead coming up. There's a massive crowd by the river. It's sunny but freezing. I'm keeping my hands deep in my fleece pockets. There's a raft decorated like a pirate ship, with a guy at the back firing smoke out of a cardboard cannon. It looks pretty good, but another team dressed as convicts with arrows all over their soaked overalls ram their raft and try to capsize it. People lean over the railings and cheer. On the footbridge, there's a group of kids throwing flower bombs at the rafts. It's an old tradition, but they seem to be doing it with more malice than normal. When the clouds of flour clear, I realise one of them is Bradley Smead. He's shouting, not at me for once though. He's such a dick. I mutter, Ben nods. Let's get playing, he said. I'm bored of the Christmas ones, though. We stand by the wishing well, strategically close to the public toilets and the car park, put Ben's guitar case on the floor in front of us, and launch into Should I Stay or Should I Go? We're taking it in turns to pick the songs from our limited non-Christmas repertoire. Plenty of people are smiling at us and dropping coins into Ben's guitar case as they pass on their way back to their cars. The crowd is starting to drift away from the river now. They're looking forward to a pub lunch or turkey leftovers. I'm feeling a bit peckish, thinking of the buffet lunch at Ben's house. Ben's chosen Don't Look Back in anger. He loves Oasis. I think they're boring, but we've agreed to disagree. It works well on acoustic guitars, though, and Ben does a brilliant nasal Liam Gallagher impression. I think people appreciate we aren't taking it seriously. The frets of my old guitar feel clumsy, and I have to concentrate to hit the right notes in the guitar solo. Suddenly, something hits the body of my guitar, the force of it making the strings jangle against the neck. It was something hard, but there's a yellow mess splattered all over the guitar and running down my legs. I look up into the laughing face of Bradley Smead. He launches another egg. It hits me in the chest. One of his mates throws a white bag, which explodes all over me. I can't see anything. Did your mum die, Kenny? Is that why you're having to beg for a living? Bradley Smead says. I open my mouth, shocked, but I breathe in a big lump of flour and double up over my guitar, coughing. There's a knot of anger in my chest. But I can't do anything. I wish I was anywhere but here. Stupid pikey, one of them laughs. Leave him alone, Ben shouts. I wipe my face with my sleeve. Make us gay boy, Bradley says. Ben charges towards them, but they laugh and run across the road. Ben chases them, dodging cars. His guitar is still strapped over his shoulder. Ben always protects me, as if I'm too weak to defend myself. I sit on the edge of the wishing well, keeping my head down. If I cry, it'll probably turn the flour on my face into glue. I unstrap my guitar and try to wipe it, but it just seems to make it worse. I collect the money from Ben's guitar case into my pocket. About a fiver, not bad for half an hour, really. But all the happiness got knocked out of me when that egg hit my guitar. I was excited about playing Ben the song I wrote last night, but now I might as well forget it. Are you all right? A man's voice asks. I want to tell him to fuck off and leave me alone. I look up. It's Sam Baxter, the guitar teacher from the fish pond. Weird, I only dug his card out yesterday. You were doing really well. I was about to give you some money. He's pushing a buggy with a toddler in it. A little girl with a striped bobble hat staring at me with wide eyes. The blonde woman standing next to him must be his wife or girlfriend. I'll get some hand towels, get the worst off it for you, she says, rushing towards the toilets. I'm embarrassed she's making a fuss over me. Sam rummages in his pocket and pulls out a handful of change. I shake my head. It feels like he's just given me money to make me feel better. Sorry, he says. I was going to ask you if I could have a few lessons. I mean, I can work out how to play stuff, but I don't know if I'm doing it right. I can pay. I need a new bike, though, but Ben's dad says he knows someone at work who might be selling one cheap. I stop myself from gibbering on. That would be great. Sam gets a new-looking mobile phone out of his pocket. What's your name? Jason. Jason Knight, if you need my full name for lessons and stuff. Good name. You sound like a guitarist already. Sam smiles at me. I give him my phone number. I start to feel better now I'm doing something normal. The little girl seems scared of me. She puts her hands over her face and stares at me through the gaps in her fingers, like I did when I watched Alien at Ben's house. His wife comes back with an armful of wet green paper towels. I'm grateful to be able to wipe my clothes and face, even though I still look like a walking cake. I hope I can get the egg and flour mixture off my old guitar. Sam looks apologetic. The pub's going to be busy until after the new year, but we better get back now, Sam, his wife says. The place is going to be rammed. Mum can't hold the fort forever. Sam seems oblivious, checking his phone. How about the 11th of January? It's a Sunday. 3 o'clock? Come round the back. That'll be great. Will you be okay? Sam's wife asks. I nod. I watch as they walk up the promenade back to the pub. At least I can cling on to the hope of the guitar lesson and my Stratocaster waiting for me in Ben's house. Ben comes back, panting, red in the face. I lost him, he says, tosses. He slides his guitar into its case. I've got the money, I tell him. Ben takes one of the paper towels and tries to wipe the worst of the egg off my guitar. I'm going to have to walk up to Ben's house looking like this. Everyone's going to see me. They'll fuss and feel sorry for me, and I'll have to take a shower and change into Ben's clothes. His trousers will be massively short for me. The worst thing is that Mum will find out I'm a pathetic, bullied loser. The last thing she needs is to be worried about me all the time. Next time, I'll stand up to Bradley Smead, whatever the consequences. I imagine smashing his grinning face into a pulp. The unlikeliness of this makes me laugh. Ben stares at me as if I've gone mad. What's up with you? That guy from the fish pond saw me net just now. I booked a guitar lesson. As if you need lessons, Ben scowls.
Wow! Literature! It's the new rock and roll! Words! Brilliant, or what? Without music! You heard Busking by Anne Grange, part of a novel she wrote and read bits of at Diversity Fest millions of years ago. I do like that story. Do like that, yeah. Right, now I'll play out the Handel song by Hannah Ashton and Rosie Atwood-Harris. See you next week. Keep it diverse. Support local artists, especially women. And everybody. See you next week. Now go out and enjoy the sunshine before it disappears.
Thank you.
See you next week, and remember, keep it diverse.